Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and we're going to be roving with the arts today in a program series I'm calling Hope, Not Hate. And the title comes from the realization that a great deal of the music that I'm going to be presenting, it'd be about 25-part series, music that was written between the years 1933 and 1944 in one or more of the death camps in Nazi Germany. Each time I'll dedicate the program to one particular composer. This one this time is Marcel Teyberg, and I'll get back to him in a little bit. The music that we're hearing during this series is all by composers who were in these camps, as they were called, sometime between 1933 and 1944. Many of the composers were murdered and never left the camps, obviously. We're going to start the program today with what I think is sort of hopeful music, despite the circumstances under which it was written. It's by Hugo Löwenthal, who was born in September of 1875 in Prague, in the Czech Republic. On February 8, 1942, he was deported to Theresienstadt, where he arranged lots of music, actually. And however, not much of it survived. What we're going to hear today is some rather exciting music, I think, for violin and accordion, if you can believe that. He was transported to an unknown Polish camp on the 13th of June in 1942 and presumably died there. So let's listen now to some rather positive-sounding music to my ear by Hugo Löwenthal.
Thank you.
We just heard music by Hugo Löwenthal. It was a piece that he wrote for violin and accordion. And the accordion player was Mario Musito and the violinist Laura Aprile. As I mentioned earlier, today's program is dedicated to Marcel Tyberg, who I introduced you to in one of the very first, actually the first of the series about a month ago. Tyberg was born in 1893 and died or murdered in 1945. And he was really quite a prolific composer. While in these death camps, he wrote a symphony, and he wrote some chamber music, which is what we're going to hear today. This piece that we're going to hear is his trio in F major, and he wrote it in 1936, and dedicated with affection to Mary Kubelik Klintz. Now, he was a student before he was transported to one of these death camps. He was a student of Raphael Kubelik, who became quite a well-known conductor later in life. After the death of his father in 1927, Marcel moved with his mother to Italy, where he was active as a church organist, conductor, and teacher. And in fact, they were Catholics. And in order to make ends meet, Tyberg both conducted and played piano and composed and did a lot of teaching on the side, if you will. However, when it was discovered, after his mother died, it was discovered that he reported this to the German officials, that his grandfather was Jewish. And as a result of that, he was thrown in prison, where he was killed at the end of 1944. We're going to listen now to his trio in F major. And this is performed by Michael Ludwig on violin, Roman Mekanilov cello, and Yafei Chuang piano. And these are members of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Joanne Folletta. And Ms. Folletta is one of the people responsible for bringing Marcel Tyberg's name and music to the public. And I got to know about this music from a good friend of mine who does some translations of the German songs that we hear. Ed Koenig, who lives now in San Diego, but he was a big supporter of the Buffalo Symphony when he lived there. So let's listen now to the three movements of the piano trio in F major by Marcel Tyberg, written between 1935 and 1936. Allegro maestoso, adagio non troppo, and rondo allegro con fuoco. Thank you. We just heard Marcel Tyberg's piano trio. Tyberg is the person to whom our show is dedicated today, and a very prolific composer, and we'll certainly come back to him at another time. We're going to hear now a poem, or turn to music, of course, by Victor Ullmann, and Ullmann was a very prolific composer during these horrible days and he was murdered at the end of 1944 as well. This is actually a translation to German, well, to English from German, from Chinese. As I mentioned earlier today, a friend of mine in San Diego, Ed Koenig, is helping me translate these poems, most of them in German at this time. Ed was the man who really got me to do this series of programs, and I thank him for that. Here's the translation of the next song that we're going to hear by Victor Ullmann. The title of the poem is The Tired Soldier. A plain girl, pale as a hedge shorn of its leaves, she stands on the way I go far past. So they all stand row upon row and head to head. What do I know about sacred waters? What about the village sunset? I'm pierced with 1,000 knives and tired of so much death. Children, eyes are like golden rain. The bowl of wine glows in their hands. I want to lie under the trees and no longer be a soldier. Music by Victor Ullmann. We just heard a poem sung by baritone Peter Matsuszek and pianist Francisco Lotoro. And I might mention that Francisco Lotoro is the man responsible for bringing all this music to light to the world. And he's an Italian composer pianist. And he spent the last 30 years compiling and researching all of the music that we're going to be listening to in this series called Hope Not Hate. We heard The Tired Soldier, composed by Victor Ullmann. And I'll finish the hour again with some happier music, perhaps, another song for violin and accordion. Mario Muscito on accordion and violinist Laura April. Music by Hugo Lurenthal, who was born in 1879 and murdered in 1943.
Thank you.
We just heard a piece of music written by Hugo Lurenthal, simply called Song for Violin and Accordion. That does it for today, folks. You've been listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. My name is Mick Hess, and we've been roving with the arts in a program that I call Hope, Not Hate. Thanks for joining me.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.